Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The kingdom plan. Let's go into it. Acts chapter 1 and then verse what? 6. You see, in understanding the Bible, listen carefully. In understanding the Bible, you must always place it in context. In context means that don't just take one verse from the Bible, but you shall receive power in Acts 1:8 and fly with it. Situate it in a certain condition, because everybody says something in a certain condition. If I see you in a condition and I say something to you, you must know that I'm talking to you in that condition, whether it's a poverty condition, you must understand it in that light. First of all, in that light, before you apply it in other ways. That's what we call context. So you take a text and you put it in a context. When you do that, you will never go wrong in understanding what God is saying all the time. So the context of Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, is that Jesus had been speaking to his apostles, anointed people, apostles. He had breathed the Holy Ghost on them. Okay? And he was speaking to them. For 40 days, he was always teaching them about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. So look at their question in Acts 1, 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Why did they ask that question? Because he has been teaching them the kingdom of God in the Bible. 40 means a long time. 40 days, 40 nights means a long time. All right? So for a long time, he had been speaking on one thing, the kingdom of God. So they asked him, Lord, this kingdom, will you at this time restore it to Israel? And this is Jesus' answer. Verse 7, and he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Alright? It's not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Underline the word authority. That's the word exousia. Exousia means authority. It means privilege. It means like sovereign right. God is a king. He has a sovereign right. That one, he doesn't share it with anybody. He can decide to do something by himself without your influence, because he has a grand plan. Is that right? That's what Jesus is saying. When it comes to the kingdom, don't forget the sovereignty of God, especially in apportioning the kingdom arrangement to people groups like Israel, like to black people, like to Jewish people, like to Arabs, etc., etc. Look at verse number 8. But you shall receive power. When somebody is speaking and he says, but, it means that he is, you know, it's a conjunction. A conjunction joins two ideas, right? But when you use the word but, you are trying to kind of counter what you have said first in a certain way. So I can say that you're a good boy, but immediately I say but, what I'm going to say will not negate the fact that you're a good boy, but is going to condition your good boyism in a certain way. That you are good, but not so good. Still, I retain that you are good, but there is something. So when Jesus says that God has authority to apportion the kingdom to nation groups, but he is trying to say that yes, he has got sovereign rights to do some things, but there is something you have to do. There's something you do, it kind of compromises God's sovereignty small. He's still sovereign, you know? He's still a good boy. But it kind of kind of encroaches on the thing in a certain way. You understand? So he says that God has got the exousia, but you will receive dunamis. That's the Greek word there. Dunamis is ability. God has got authority. You have got ability. Or you will get ability after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So what he's saying is that in bringing the kingdom about, although it is in God's time, there is something you can do to realize it by the power of the Holy Spirit. That will seem like it's compromising God's sovereignty, but God allows you with the Holy Ghost power to be able to live the kingdom life now, although it is in the future. Do you understand that? Do you know why? Why Jesus said that? God has got the authority, but he's giving you the power on this earth. It is because in the kingdom arrangement, God always involves man. And man must have a certain share or must have a certain power to be able to work with God to bring about the kingdom. So he's establishing what? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Now God is in heaven. He has given us this earth to rule it. But he's a king of kings, and we are kings on this earth. Hallelujah. Under him, he's got the sovereign right, but we can do something. We can partner with God. That it is in God's authority, but you can partner with him. Do you remember the woman of Canaan? That woman who had a daughter who was sick. You remember when Jesus Christ came on earth, for the first time, he went outside the borders of Israel to Tyre and Sidon. And when he went, a Canaanite woman, a Syrophoenician, met him and said that, come and heal my daughter. You remember what Jesus Christ said? He says that, I can't come and heal your daughter. In effect, he was saying, I can't come and heal your daughter because the healing is for the people of Israel. He said, I'm sent to the people of Israel. I'm not sent to you. I'm not sent to you. You are not a Jew. You are a black woman. I'm not sent to you. I'm not sent to you. The woman was following Jesus. Please come and heal my daughter. Why did you come? If you are not sent to Gentiles, to black people, why did you come to Canaan? Leave Israel and come to Canaan. Why did you come among black people? I mean, why did you go? Why didn't you stay in Zebulun and Naphtali and all those kind of Dan and Gad and those places? Why did you come? He came for a purpose. Oh, hallelujah. He came for a purpose. So he tells the woman, your time has not come in effect for me. I came for the Jewish people. Your time has not come. The woman persisted. And it came to a time Jesus Christ said that, go, your daughter is healed. He did it. Although, strictly speaking, it was not his time to heal the daughter, as he himself said. At the end, he healed. Why did he heal? Why did he change his plan? Why did he change his mind? Because although God has got something in his sovereign plan, you can bring it from the future and enjoy it now. You have a certain power. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying in Acts chapter 1 and then verse 8a. But you shall receive power. Please underline the word receive. The Greek word translated receive there is lambano. Lambano means that you should actively receive. Let me start it this way. The word receive is from two words. The first one is re. Re is a prefix, right? Re is a prefix. So when you say rediscover, it means that something you have seen already, you go and see it again. Replenish or refill. It means that the thing was filled before, but you fill it again. Okay? Receive is a French word that got into Latin. It means to take back what you lost. I cannot use the word recover if You didn't have something at first. You lost it. And now I'm giving it back to you. You are taking it back. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. The moment you mention re, it means that the thing was there before. The thing got lost. Now you are giving it back. Receive just means what you had before, which you lost, now take it back. What did we have before? Kingdom. What did we lose in the Garden of Eden? Heaven? No. Kingdom or dominion. You remember that? When Jesus Christ says, receive, it means that you had it, but you lost it. Now repossess it. You possessed it before, you lost your possession. Repossess. So receive means that you take back what you lost. What did we lose? Kingdom. Authority. Where? In heaven? No. Read Genesis. We lost authority on earth. I'm giving it back to you. That's Genesis 1, 28, repeated. Not so. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. I've explained it to you before that witnesses to me means that Jesus came. He led the kingdom life as what? The proper Adam. As the last Adam with rulership on this earth. Okay? With authority on this earth. So, Jesus says that I led the kingdom life for you. I am going away. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you take back what you lost, you are going to be signs of me. You are going to be evidences of me. You are going to be witnesses to me. In other words, you are going to be pointers that Jesus, he's not around, but he came around. We are going to be his representatives, just like him, in other words. Signs that he was around physically. You are going to be my evidences. Where? In Jerusalem. In Judea, Samaria, oh hallelujah, to the uttermost part of the earth. Doesn't it sound to you that like Genesis 1:28, let them have dominion over all the earth? It's like have dominion, of course, from the Garden of Eden. You understand that? That is the Jerusalem. And then you go out, and then you go to the uttermost part of the earth. You will be evidences of me. You will live out the kingdom life because your power, which you lost under the first Adam, the second Adam has come, reinstated you to the position you lost. And he says that if you lambano, maybe I should explain to you, there are about three Greek words that is translated receive. One or has a connotation of receive. One means to passively receive, like you fold your hand like this and you receive. In other words, you don't make any effort. You just take it easy and you get something. Okay, that is one. The second one is this lambano. Lambano means to be active. You actively receive. Like I'm giving something to you. You must stretch your hand and take it. That is lambano. To take back. Hallelujah. It's an active thing. Unlike the receive, the one that you are there and then I just lodge it into your account. You can say you have received the money. Right? Passively. That's the first one. The second one, which was used over here, is lambano, and it means to actively take. That one, you have to make an effort. Maybe go and sign something, a slip in the bank that, yes, put this money in my account. I agree to it. Okay? There is a third one. The third one is violent. It means to seize. It's like giddy, 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 giddy. The one that was used here when Jesus said receive is not the passive one, it's not the hyperactive one, it is the active one. You shall receive power. He didn't even say, I'll give you power. Because giving there, he has already given it. Says that there is something left. You have to receive something you lost under the first Adam, which I have paid the price for. I love it. I love it. Because look, if you receive something, what you receive is a receipt. Write it down. Never forget. What you receive is a receipt of a price that was paid.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. If you write the word receive and you write the word receipt, you will see that the root of the word receipt is the word receive. In other words, what you receive is a receipt to something that somebody paid a price for, and they gave you the receipt. That this shows that I paid the price for what you lost. This is the receipt, the power. It is the evidence. And when you have this power, dunamis, ability to live the kingdom life like Jesus Christ did, then you will be signs, evidences of Jesus all over the world. It's just like Genesis 1:28. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the creeping things, over all the earth. It is like unto the uttermost part of the earth. These are the things that Jesus Christ said. Because he came to make us recover what we lost under Adam. Hallelujah. So, the New Testament equivalence of Genesis 1:28, the kingdom plan, five-stage kingdom plan is what? Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. It's living the kingdom life. You'll be witnessing. Remember the context. The context is bringing the kingdom. Will you give the kingdom? You've been talking about the kingdom. He says, but you will receive power. You'll be witnesses. It's all in the context of me, Jesus, living the kingdom life, teaching you for 40 years kingdom life. You'll be evidence of what I'm teaching. You will live the kingdom life. And you have the receipt of what I paid for. You will be like me. They will look at you and say, they have been with Jesus. They just look like Jesus. They live their life. They rule in life like Jesus. Like he came ruled over sickness. He came ruled over society. He came ruled over situations like poverty. He came ruled over sin. He came ruled over sickness. He came ruled over Satan. You are also going to rule. You are going to be my evidence. It's all in the context of the kingdom life. Hallelujah. Just as Genesis 1:28, that God says, this is my kingdom plan, to fulfill your dominion, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, so that what? You have the dominion over all the earth, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Let us just mention the 5-stage kingdom plan. And if God gives me the grace, we're going to break it down subsequently. Okay? Or give me the chance, we are going to break it down. But the first one is what? Be fruitful. Be fruitful means what? It means be productive. Be productive. How should you understand the productivity? Please, I've shown you. Use your hands. Get practical. The kingdom is at your hand. If you put your hand to the plow, you look back, you are not fit for kingdom life. It's at your hand. Do something. Put your hand to the plow. Fruitfulness means be productive, not consumer-minded, production-minded. Look around you. What do you have around you? Be creative, just like God created in Genesis. He was being fruitful. He looked at the earth, and then he took from the earth. He made all the things, the animals and all that. You too, you can look at your environment. You may say it is chaos, it is darkness and all that. It's bad, but look around. There is something you can create out of. Says, be like me. Be practical. I showed you an example. I used an earth which was without form and void. I created you out of it. You came from the earth. You too, create something from your chaos, from the darkness. Do like me. Jesus took wood, raw wood. He put it together. He knocked something nice. Chai, you can sit down. That is productivity. Something practical. Not consumer-minded. Asking people should not be consumer-minded. They should be production-minded. Produce. Produce. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't wait for people to produce books. You produce it. You also have got head. You have got wisdom. You have got anointing. What have you produced? What book have you produced? Produce. Let your mind bring forth to something. You can look at it. These are your works. These are your works. That's productivity. Produce with your hand. Produce is not buying and selling. It's taking the raw, refining the raw, and making it nice for human beings. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. When a tree bears a fruit, the fruit is not for the tree. You understand that? The mango tree and the mango fruit on it. Does the mango eat the mango? Who eats it? You go and pluck it and eat. So when you say be fruitful, know what he's talking about. Produce things that other people will pluck and eat, not you. Other people. Don't say these are my fruits and then you are just holding it on to yourself. No. You produce fruit. Even nature teaches us that the fruit is not for the tree. It is for other people, animals, human beings. The next one is, we will break it down if God gives me the chance. Because here you need a lot of planning, right? I may teach you about that if God gives me the time. But the second one is multiply. Multiply means what? Grow, grow, grow. What you produce, grow it, increase it. Multiply means that you have something and you replicate it. You have more of the same thing. So 2 multiplied by 6, you know, you go up there. So the same 2, multiply it by 2, by another 2, by another 2, by another 2, by another 2. That is multiplying. It is important for us to think about multiplication, because when you get productive, the temptation is for the productivity to get into your head. When it gets into your head, you stop. So you say, look, what I've done. These are my achievements in life. These are buildings, cars, this, that. When it gets into your head, you are in trouble. So he says, don't let your productivity get into your head. Grow it. Multiply it. When you multiply the fruit, whose is it for? Is the multiply houses for you? Some people say, you know, playing tea houses. Where are you taking it to? Stop speaking like that. Yeah, you will die. You will die. And people will come and hear, pay. You see, the mind is full of religion. The kingdom thinks about the will of God on earth, the homeless enjoying. What beauty it is for you to leave 100 houses in Ghana alone and you die. Don't take any of it. And you say, posterity, enjoy it. Because the fruit is not for you. It's for other people. Because you sleep in one little corner in one of the rest is not for you, oh, not even for your children. Is it your children who are alone plugging the mango? They are going to have diarrhea. Yeah. Let's go beyond ourselves. Let's go beyond ourselves. Seriously. This argument of we didn't bring anything, quoting Job and all that, God gave Job twice. What? You quote, he gave him twice. He was saying that, shut up. I brought nothing, I'll take nothing. God, at the end, Job 42, he shut everybody who makes that argument, naked I came, naked will I go. God gave twice. He said, keep quiet, I'll give you twice. So, where are you coming from? Religious mind. So he says, multiply. The next one he says is what? Replenish. Replenish means that refill. That's a kingdom plan. Refill what? Refill your world, your space. That's a modern word. Refill your space with what? The glory of God. What glory did God show us in the beginning? He was creating out of chaos. He says, look, you, I want you to refill. Refill what? All the earth. Unto the uttermost part of the earth. Refill it with what? Kingdom life. Witnesses that we can live heaven on earth. In this world. We can taste it. And God in his sovereignty, a time will come in the future, he will come and establish his kingdom on this earth. That one, it is in his own authority. But you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it now. So he says what? Refill it with the glory of God. Habakkuk 2:14 says that, for the earth shall be filled, the earth, not heaven, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. In fact, with the glory of God, Habakkuk 2:14 said that, as the waters cover the sea. The glory of God is to fill the uttermost part of the earth. What is his glory? His glory is the glory of rulership. True. The glory is the glory of rulership. When the angel said the whole earth is full of his glory, do you know what they were seeing? They were seeing the rule of God. Hallelujah. So he said, refill the earth with what? My glory. I've put it inside of you. 2 Corinthians 4, 6-7. The glory of God is in the face of Jesus. But we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power that is coming out of our physical bodies will be unto God and not unto ourselves. Hallelujah. We fill the earth with what God has put inside. What has he put inside of us? Forgiveness he has put inside of us. Fill the earth with forgiveness. What has he put inside? Righteousness. Fill the earth with righteousness. What has he put inside? What else? Power. Fill the earth with my power. What else has he put inside? Victory. Fill the earth with my victory. Refill it. The next one, the next kingdom plan is what? Subdue it. Subdue it means to control. Control. To subdue means to control your growth. Control it. You always have to control your growth. Because some of you, the fact that you hear multiply doesn't mean that things you cannot handle, you should go into it. Because if you don't control and handle what you can handle, your growth and your development and your multiplication is going to do what? Inflate you. Eh? It's going to inflate you. What else is it going to do? It is going to control you. This is where your multiplication, your blessings, your businesses, they are controlling you. And ultimately, it will destroy you. So he says that, look, you are multiplying. You are being fruitful, productive. You are multiplying. Can you imagine a person like that? You are filling the whole place. Can you imagine a person that says control, subdue? Because if you don't take care, that thing you have set up is going to control you. Now it's going to tell you when to come to church and when not to come to church. When to read your Bible and when not to read your Bible. Because you have set up so many things that you cannot even have time for your family. Say subdue. You want to experience kingdom life here, have dominion, subdue it.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.